Hey, Coach.
Hello.
Go, Coach.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
How we doing?
Good. Do you have any feeling for if Brandon Jacobs is going to be all right for the game?
Well, he seemed to be okay yesterday, so we'll see as we go along, but I think he'll be fine.
So what's what was key for you guys to get out of your losing streak, and kind of what is the toughest thing about when those things start to happen to you?
Well, it's the most difficult thing because I think everybody understands that, you know, one game can turn it around for you, but you have to find that combination in really all three teams. When you're playing well, you sense it, you feel it, and all three teams work together to create the best result. Sometimes when things aren't going the way you want, it doesn't seem like your three phases are in mesh and are creating opportunities for each other. And you know, you can even get to the point where some crazy things happen. You know, we bobbled a snap. I've never even seen it in practice for a field goal a couple weeks ago, and those 3 points might have made the difference. So I think it certainly is believing. And it certainly is forcing yourself to concentrate in an extra special way and not to buy into the negatives.
How do you handle it differently when you're on a losing streak? What kind of things do you do?
No, I'm just as firm as I can be, and as positive and encouraging as I can be. I've always treated pretty much the same in terms of being factual. Players know they're going to, you know, get it exactly the way it is, but there's no blame. It's just the idea of trying to solve it.
Tom, your boss, your owner, went public and griped a little bit about having to come two time zones on a short week, Thanksgiving. Have you had to make sure that your players don't have the same type of complaint?
Well, I'm not sure the first part of it, but in dealing just with our players, we make it just as positive as we can. You can look at it one of two ways, just like anything else. It is a different and a new experience, but it's something that we certainly can handle. And I think that you know, the goal and the opportunity is very much there. And I think that the thing that has to be focused on is you know, what you're trying to accomplish.
How do you think life has changed for Eli since winning the Super Bowl, you know, both as a person and as a quarterback?
Well, I don't know about the deep philosophical questions. All I know is that he's an outstanding young quarterback that works his tail off. He's humble. He's honest. He accepts responsibility for everything. He never makes an excuse for anything, no matter what it is. And, you know, he's, as I say, he's worked very hard, for example, with our young receivers to try to get on the same page with them, to have some faith and trust in them and doing exactly what he envisions that they should do according to the coverage. And I think that our players definitely believe in him and that he is going to do everything that he can to find a way to win.
What kind of concessions do you have to make in a short week? Do you have to make any? I'm guessing there's some.
Well, it's obvious. You lose. You look at the number of days you lose in terms of your preparation. So you've got to be extra vigilant in how you focus and how you prepare, and especially when you're not real knowledgeable. The Broncos don't know us very well, and we don't know them very well. So there's a lot of study involved. You know, I mean, obviously we know Dawkins and we know some of the players, but I'm just talking in terms of how quickly the week goes by. And I'll just put it in perspective for you. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to go do an itinerary for travel, and it's Tuesday.
Tom, when you guys were 5-0, everybody had you going to the Super Bowl, and you lose 4 in a row, and you're not any good. Can you sort of evaluate where your team is now compared to the Super Bowl year, and give us an idea what kind of potential you think it has?
Well, when we came back from our bye, we had a 7-game season, one extremely important game at a time, and that's exactly where we are. You know, we have a most difficult schedule, like lots of people do, but we have within our hands the ability to determine our own destiny, and that's how we handle it. That's what we look at, and you don't want it in any other person's hands but yourself, and we have an opportunity to do that. So what happens with our football team will be the direct result of how we prepare and how we play and perform and how we rely on each other and the quality of our belief in each other.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.